Please allow me to make a presentation on my seat. Thank you very much for this big turnout, and I would like to extend my hearty gratitude for your support on this occasion. Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to start the presentation on financial results of the first quarter of the year ending in March 2019. Some numbers are here. The revenue, 91,334,000,000 yen, or up 32.5% year-on-year. Profit before income tax, 28,665,000,000 yen, up 94.3%. Profit for the period, 20,394,000,000 yen, up 97.8%. Profit attributable to owners of the company, 17,879,000,000 yen, up 48.9%. So, I believe that this is good performance. By segment, financial services business, 56,301,000,000, up 11.7%. And the pre-tax income, 16,972,000,000, up 19.2%. Asset management revenue is 34,440,000,000 yen, up 87.1%. The pre-tax income, 17,737,000,000 yen, up 221.3%. Biotechnology-related business revenue of 887,000,000 yen, up 36% year-on-year. And the profit before income tax expense is -2,712,000,000. It's an improvement of about 129,000,000 yen. And the business overview of each segment. The financial services, the business, the both revenue and the profit increased significantly. The opening revenue up 21.15%, 30,544,000,000 yen. Net operating revenue, 23.9% up, 28,908,000,000. Operating income up 35.6%, 14,420,000,000. Ordinary income up 34.9%, 14,388,000,000 yen. Profit attributable to owners of the company, 9,926,000,000, up 30.5%. In terms of operating revenue structure, big growth came in financial revenues and the trading gains, including FX-related gains and the underwriting sales commissions. Here, numbers increased as to commissions. In terms of the weight, it decreased significantly. The comparison of major securities companies, some online securities companies have already announced their results compared to SBI. The numbers are smaller, and the growth, Monex, the first quarter of the fiscal year 2017 was so small. So, in the first quarter fiscal year 2018, the change was great. And Nomura, -90.8%, 5,223,000,000. Daiwa, -4.4% with 18,534,000,000. And SMBC Nikko, +3.5%, 14,996,000,000 yen. Daiwa, SMBC Nikko, and probably the SBI comes after that. And online companies, number of accounts, deposit assets, operating income comparison, SBI has a dominant position, especially when it comes to share of individual stock trading value, 35.9%, of which individual margin trading, 37.4%. Number of accounts increased significantly with 4,362,000. Deposit assets, stands at 13 trillion yen, which is greater than the other four companies combined. Operating income, the same story. Our number is greater than the combination of the other four companies. It's a big difference. Number of accounts. From end of June 2012 to end of June 2018, our CAGR is 10.3%, while Nomura, the 1.0% or so. So the number of customers there remains unchanged for Nomura. And so we already exceeded the Daiwa Securities, and the gap between Nomura and SBI, it's getting smaller. And it's just a question of time that we are going to be the company with the largest number of accounts. And in the retail market, we are dominant. And the background of the business expansion, the company, the government is focused on iDeCo and NISA. And in this area, in May 2018, as of May 2018, the number of accounts compared to May 2017, it increased about 1.8 times. And this is because of the completely free charge for administrative fees. That's partly the reason. And 401(k) is also increasing, 142 billion yen. So looking at this slide, as you can see, the individual defined contribution pension plans, namely iDeCo, in terms of the number of the new customers, the SBI Securities is ranked number one in the industry. And this is the National Pension Fund Association data. And the other data, I was told, they should not be shown here. But we are dominant here again. And about NISA, SBI, securities have 1,250,000 accounts, while Nomura, 1,650,000. The Kabu.com and Matsui are far below. And among the number of NISA accounts, the new customers are 58.2%, among which 68% are beginner investors. So NISA and iDeCo are creating new customers for the securities business. Junior NISA account, there are about 50,000 accounts, accounting for about 30% of the entire securities industry's junior NISA accounts. In June 2018, SBI Securities' monthly total periodic investment trust setting amount, 11.7 billion yen. From here, it started to increase sharply. So here, the total setting amount in NISA accounts for a big part. So I have been telling you that we will expand our corporate business. And finally, our IPO underwriting share became 100% for the period from April to June 2018. 20 companies were listed, and the SBI participated in all of these companies' IPOs as a lead manager or sub-lead manager. In addition, we are working on a PO underwriting business as well. For example, the underwriting of Rise Up's public offering as a lead underwriting manager, plus six other POs, increased the underwriting amount of the first quarter of fiscal year 2018, 46.5 times year on year. This should not be a temporary trend. Continuously, we are going to be more active in this market as well. And for the corporate bond underwriting business, we underwrote seven corporate bonds, including that of SoftBank. The underwriting amount increased by 3.2 times year-on-year. So in order to strengthen the corporate business overseas, now we have the SBI Securities office in Hong Kong. Along with that, we are going to start the office in Singapore, as well as somewhere in Europe, London or Frankfurt or somewhere else. In any case, we are going to establish an office in Europe so that we can work more in the global financing area. And we are incorporating the state-of-the-art technology to expand our business. For example, RoboAdvisor is one of such examples. RoboAdvisor of Wealth Navi. In the industry, it is said that it is the best one. And of course, the theme killer is also one of the choices. But now we have 35.2 billion customer assets using this Wealth Navi and with 45,000 accounts. Some people, actually many people, thought that this technology would not be so effective. But now we have reached the 35.2 billion. The new customer assets, actually increase in customer assets, was achieved with this approach. Now, banking-related business, the banking entity has announced the results. On the IFRS basis, it's 1,177 million yen. You might be saying that it's not so big, but it's an increase of 36.2% year-on-year. And the equity method is applied here.
And here, this is on a J-GAAP basis. For the first quarter, on a J-GAAP basis, approximately ordinary income was 4 billion yen. It was about 4 billion. In March 2018, we recorded record-high income. This plunged in the past. Because of the BOJ's negative interest rate policy that started from February 2016, so we were impacted by this policy. Then after, we were able to increase earnings substantially. So I think for March 2019, we are going to see good growth. It's already in sight. As for the customer base, we are continuing to see an expansion. The bank's customer base, we believe, will surpass the securities business customer base eventually. Because when you consider the number of potential customers, it is completely different when you compare banks and securities. So this is quite obvious. Currently, we have 3.3 million accounts. And for deposits, it is at 4.6509 trillion at this moment. We started off late from 2007, but we've been able to surpass our competitors. With regards to the reasons why we've been seeing expansion, first of all, is mortgage loans. We've continued to see steady growth. With regards to the balance, we are at 3,314 billion as of end of June. With regards to the cumulative total of housing loans, it has exceeded 4.4 trillion yen as of end of July. As of July the 30th, that is. So the reason why it's brisk is due to these three channels. The first one is the housing loans processed directly by SBI Sumishin Net. We have ones that are through alliances with real estates, as well as originations made through banking agencies with their specialized products. And also, we have our banking agency business for Sumitomo Mitsui Trust Bank, through which we offer mortgage loans. And we also have online specialized housing loans. And then we have the Housing Loan Corporation, with its long-term fixed rate product, Flat 35, which is the Housing Loan Association provided loan. With regards to Mr. Housing Loan REIT, we have raised the lending amount maximum from 100 million to 200 million yen in order to further increase customer convenience, and we expect further growth in housing loans. We've been working on the expansion of face-to-face shops of partner companies as well, which has been contributing too. From 2017 January, we've been working with Good Mortgage and MX Mobiling from October 2017 and iF Create from March 2018. For MX Mobiling, on the 19th this month, Shibuya Loan Plaza will open, which is not just online services, but they are going to have real stores in place as well. We believe this kind of approach is essential as well. Furthermore, API linkage is something we're working on. Mametas, Shiratama, where you're able to accumulate your assets inadvertently, and Finbi are service applications with which we are linked together through APIs. Users will then eventually open up accounts with our services. The API linkage is contributing to new customer inflow. From January 2017 through March, if we benchmark the number of customers at 1.0, in the case of Finbi, after the API linkage, as of June 2018, the cumulative total of customer inflow grew by 7.8x. Through API linkage, a service provision has led to new customer inflow, and it is contributing to customer acquisition, and our competitive advantage is enhancing. It's a virtuous cycle that is in place. Mobile utilization. Basically, we have a mobile first or mobile priority strategy in place. By leveraging mobile, there's Pay ID, that is a QR code payment app, and we have started to offer payment services through this app. It's very convenient. Registered users have exceeded 1 million, and you're able to use this service as more than half a million merchants. This is another tool through which we are enhancing customer convenience. Furthermore, we are providing business loan services based on accounting transactions in cooperation with settlement agencies. We would like to grow this business. We are currently applying for a bank brokerage. We are pretty much the only person that is filing. That is what the FSA has been saying. We believe that we'll be able to eventually make an announcement. I'm sure it may be a surprise for you. I talked about robo-advisor as well. We already have 14,000 accounts, and AI has been implemented. As for the insurance business, all five companies combined, we say they are comprising the insurance business. We have the insurance business, life insurance business, as well as the three SSI businesses. The number of contracts have steadily been increasing. Also for the insurances business, we exceeded 1 million as of end of June, and the combined ratio is at 81.8%. We are seeing good trends continue. For life insurance, including group credit life insurance, we have been able to see steady growth. The number of contracts was approximately 110,000 as of end of June. For SSI, for the three companies, we've been seeing growth ever since they've joined our group. For iki SSI, it's been growing 22.6% year-on-year. For Nihon Small Amount and Short-Term Insurance Company, we're going to change it to a SBI Crown name going forward, and then we expect further growth. This is a very interesting company as well. Furthermore, the reasons why we've been seeing better performance, for one, is because in our ecosystem, we have been able to increase the number of customers. InsWeb, SBI, Sumishin, NetBank has been accounting for 70% of the acquisition ratio, but we have been expanding in other areas as well. For the other areas where we are seeing growth, we have had high expectations towards regional financial institutions. This is the area of life insurance and group credit life insurance, but when you look at the number of applications as well as A&P, you can see steady growth has been taking place. So our partner regional financial institutions have been supportive of these initiatives, whether it be Hanno Shinkin Bank as well as Toyota Shinkin Bank that will be starting from September, as well as from this week, Yamaguchi Financial Group will be handling this product. So we will continue to see an increase in the number of financial institutions that handle our product, and with that, we expect the number of contracts to increase. In the area of SBI non-life insurance, we are striving to raise customer convenience through implementing technology, for example, offering safety support car discounts. For vehicles that have AEB, autonomous emergency braking systems, installed, because the vehicles are safer, the premium will be cheaper. Or in other cases, there's SBI Insurance's cancer insurance that was certified as an Ask Doctors confirmed product. When you ask questions to doctors, if they want to make a recommendation, 87% of doctors said they would like to recommend the cancer insurance from SBI Insurance. So one out of two people will become cancer, and it's said that one out of three people will die from cancer. Therefore, we believe this is a promising product from a non-life insurance point of view. And when doctors say something, I think it's more supportive from a marketing point of view and convincing. And also, we will have an industry-first introduction of Apple Pay payment for auto insurance as well. Other than that, there are various startups and that will offer personalized insurance technology to us. And together, we would like to research and develop new products. For example, Advil, we believe they are an interesting company. We are able to track what kind of food items a person is buying to see how their diet balances. So from the purchasing stage, that will be the starting point when analyzing users. Their diet might not be well balanced, which is not good for the body from a health perspective. And basically, this company offers Shirutas, which is a health management app. So they are a healthcare startup, and we would like to ambitiously implement this technology.
So these are the three, four companies which we expect to increase. But for the time being, we will do comprehensive cross-selling.
For the asset management business, revenue increased by 87.1%, reaching 34.4 billion. For profit before income tax expenses, it grew by 221.3% to 17.7 billion. For SBI Savings Bank, it should have grown more. However, it is minus 3.3%. It's because of IFRS amendments. Owing to the application of IFRS 9 in South Korea, the impact of changes in the method of calculating the allowance for doubtful accounts for financial assets kicked in, which was minus 900 million. So on an apple-to-apple basis, it was 3.9 versus 4.7. So that was the impact of the amendments. As well as the profit loss from the change in fair value and profit loss on sales of investment securities. Listed securities was 4.7 billion, and unlisted securities was 7.4 billion out of the 12.2 billion. We invested into fintech companies at an early stage, and a second fundraising will happen, and a third stage fundraising will happen, and every time their valuations will go up, and so will our evaluations. And thus, this has been contributing in a substantial way.
So as you can read from here, we have now 67 fintech companies we invest in, a total investment amount of 24 billion yen. So that is 40.5 billion is invested in fintech companies. In 2018, we are expecting 20 companies to go public, do an IPO, but actually, three are actually ready to be exited because we sold off our stake. In a company called Vision came in, and suddenly they bought out all our stake. So we are very grateful. And we didn't think we need to hold on to it. We can go find companies who are willing to buy, or we have implemented technology already. So that in itself is a great outcome. SBI AI and Blockchain Fund, we call it SBI A&B Fund for short. We were saying we will raise 50 billion, but it was accepted quite well, and we have been able to increase the maximum to 60 billion. More than 40 regional financial institutions, as well as institutional investors, large financial institutions, banks, non-life insurance, corporate pension funds. Altogether, 100 companies or so invested together. So now we're already seeing 60 billion in horizon. And 22 companies, 8.7 billion yen investment has already been decided. If you include the holding company's investment, that's 13.3 billion altogether. So in addition to 40.5 billion, 13 billion will be invested. So that's 53.5 billion. Now, this is not just fintech. I will explain more in detail later on, but this is AI, blockchain. Industry isn't just our sector, but we cover all sorts of industry sectors. And CVC, this is becoming quite popular these days. But in 2 years prior to FY2017, we started six CVC funds with 40 billion. Now, Subaru wants to do 10 billion fund size together with us. So this will be altogether 50 billion yen in CVC. I would say this is the largest in Japan. These are smaller funds, but we are establishing new funds overseas, China and Malaysia. Also, we're still working on this, but in Russia, we will collaborate with a government fund. It's called a Russian Direct Investment Fund, RDIF. We will establish a system together. And it will be joined by a major conglomerate in Russia called Ilyev Group. So we are considering establishing a fund together. This is SBI Bond Investment Management. PIMCO is the world's largest bond investor, and SBI Bond Investment Management is PIMCO's only joint venture fund. And the balance has exceeded 300 billion yen. It was only in April 2016 it has started. And in 2017, we have achieved 100 billion in total assets under management. So PIMCO was quite surprised. They were overwhelmed by our capabilities to sell. SBI Savings Bank. This is looking at KGAAP basis. it's about 91.8 billion. In yen, it's about 9.2 billion yen. So that's 91.8 is won. That's plus 126% year-on-year growth. So you have seen a very nice growth in the first half. And in terms of the balance of performing loans, it has exceeded 530 billion yen. In terms of delinquency ratio, is 5.1%. Retail is 4.3%. So it is trending at a low rate. Biotech-related business. As for Quark, we're now entering into the stage it's more difficult to boast about our numbers. But you will point out that there's greater deficit. In first half, two of the three phase three pipeline drugs development have been completed. So all that's left is analysis and result. And we have AKI, and this has entered phase three stage. So we will spend R&D costs on here. That will come in place in the second half. But initially, we had three pipelines, but now we will only have one. So the amount of money we need to spend will be much less. And if we went public, we will be able to gain substantial proceeds. If the result of phase three is good, and if we can prove that it's a drug, then I believe this will be very successful. SBI Pharma pipeline is progressing steadily, and we have increased the development cost. But the development cost in Japan or migration to clinical, you know, phase three, the cost is much less compared to the West, like the U.S., Europe, and other regions. They used to carry this out in a large population. So compared to that, it's much less. SBI Alama Pro, this has already been profitable. Photonamic, a German-based company, again, this is growing very nicely. SBI Biotech, there are three pipelines which we have licensed out. And each milestone, it makes its these progresses. GNKS-356. This is considered to be an orphan drug development, so it's subject to subsidy by AMED. So we can do clinical studies under that program. And we are negotiating with multiple companies on licensing out. And this I have mentioned earlier, AKI in phase three, we are now expanding our clinical trials to 115 sites, 75 in phase three for DGF, mainly in US, Canada, Germany, Brazil. So it will be done very soon. And then Biocon, the 62 institutions in U.S. and Europe. So we should be able to see good result. So this, again, is talking about if Quark has three products, it satisfies the conditions for NASDAQ public listing. SBI Pharma. So we launched IPDT for brain tumor. And for bladder cancer, PDD, we licensed out to Chugai, peritoneal. We have licensed out as well as cisplatin, nephropathy, protection. If you take cisplatin as a side effect, you could damage your renal, so there could be renal damage. So that is why this provides protection. You have mitochondria. We are carrying out phase three. and we are considering licensing out ischemic reperfusion disorder. We are working with Oxford University and Birmingham University Hospital. It has passed the committees. When you carry out clinical trial, the professor had to go back to his country, so it slowed down, but it's now moving on again. And Photonamic is working on IPDT. This is done as a treatment. Before, it was done as a diagnostics, but this is for treatment. This is used for a solid brain tumor. You drill a hole and you shed light on it, and basically you attack the cancer cells. So you use light to attack cancer tumor. And then you'll have breast cancer. It's not written here. This also uses IPDT. Photonamic and a Canadian company are working together on this. Photonamic has developed Gleolan in Europe. It's already been marketed in 40 countries. Nobel Pharma distributes it in Japan. They, of course, use Photonamic's technology. And finally, we have obtained license in the United States. So we have the official document. And finally, we acquired a company in the US and we established a distribution base. So Europe started in Europe, came to Japan and in the US. So we have been able to cover all these advanced markets. And we started out with brain tumor diagnostics drug, and we went to bladder, it went to gastric. So it is expanding like this. SBI Neopharma, it's a joint venture we formed with Abu Dhabi company. There are two things that we do. One is malaria and diabetes licensed out. It also does PDD as well, which we and also as a supplement, as a health food. It is sold as a natural ALA. ALA promo has grown by plus 41.1% in revenue. PBT will definitely grow. You know, there are more than 1,000 foods considered as the functional claims. And ALA plus Tohu Down was ranked eighth in sales in May 2018, and we are ranked in top 30 for 27 consecutive months since March 2016. More than 16,000 stores handle our product now, so I would say all the leading drug stores are selling 5-ALA products. We also have a product expansion in the cosmetics. We have added cleansing gel and clay wash to the previous lotion and cream. And as for the health food, 10 milligram, it's ALA Plus Gold, it's 10 milligram, but we will be launching this with a larger volume. And also, based on this Hawaii University's scientific data, we will launch this in February. And we will launch in February 2019, drug to improve the quality of sleep. And then in middle of 2019, probably in the first half, we will launch motion function improvement drug. And so we have scientific data is ready for reducing fatigue through exercise. So in any case, we will accelerate as a group the robotic process automation implementation to improve our operational efficiency. We are already beginning to see a nice outcome. So in summary, as for the summary of FY 2017 and first quarter 2018, we have always been pursuing customer-centric principle and expanding our customer base. I think that will probably be the number one reason why we have seen this favorable performance. Another basic strategy we have implemented successfully is the pursuit of synergy among the constituent companies, establishing the financial services business ecosystem. And I believe that we have been able to realize mutual evolution of the group companies. And in the world of FinTech 1.5, we will be able to practically adopt the financial services. And then basic strategy, we will invest in venture companies, and we ourselves will use those technologies. And if it's non-FinTech, we can introduce that technology of the venture company to other investors. And eventually, we can diffuse this or penetrate this. If it's a financial technology, then we can diffuse to the regional financial institutions or around the globe. So those are the processes we intend to follow. So we will continue to strengthen our alliances with the regional financial institutions. So now, in order to promote further expansion of business performance by strengthening the business foundations, we have these different measures.
While contributing to the regional revitalization through strengthened alliances with regional financial institutions, expanding the group's regional operating base, the regional revitalization project of SBI Group is now transitioning to phase two. I have been saying this for 1 year now. Phase one has almost been completed, and the contributing to the enhancement of the regional financial institutions' corporate value through the utilization of the existing management resources, including the products and services of the SBI Group. This phase one has already been almost being completed. And then for phase two, through the newly established SBI Neo Financial Services, through the intermediary holding company, we promote the utilization of new technologies by the regional financial institutions and promote technologies and services owned by FinTech investee startups to SMEs in order to revitalize regional industries. It's not only about regional financial institutions, but the SMEs and the regional industries themselves should be revitalized, and that is important for regional rehabilitation, revitalization. So what did we do for phase one for the SBI, the securities and the regional financial institutions? We provide intermediary services. Now we count 30 banks in alliance. Now we have as many as 30 regional banks for the intermediary services. And as a result of that, many things are happening. And of course, now we have financial institutional sales department at SBI Securities for the sales activities. Now, 202 client financial institutions to which we sell various financial products such as investment trusts, equity, and bond. As to structured bonds, for the period from December 2015 to June 2018, a total of 39.5 billion yen was originated and sold. In the past, we were selling the products produced by the foreign companies with a very high commission. It was like we were a cormorant of cormorant fishing, meaning that we needed to throw up the customers once swallowed. And now we can create many good products and originate good products and sell them. As a result of that, for the first quarter, fiscal year 2018, being number one, then the equity trading increased 1.3 times, investment trust 3.8 times, and newly issued and existing bond transaction 2.3 times. And the rapidly increased the underwriting of newly issued municipal bonds and public bonds, implemented the first foreign bond transaction with institutional investors. And here is the example of SBI Money Plaza, the branches, with the Shimizu Bank and Now we have Shimizu Bank, SBI Money Plaza, co-managed with the Shimizu Bank, and also a co-managed shop with Chikuho Bank, launched the Chikuho Bank SBI Money Plaza in the Chikugin Plaza, Kurume, in June 2018. Now we can provide various financial products. And here is the example of the co-managed shop with the Shimizu Bank. And we started in October 2017. And in June 2018, deposit assets increased 4.8 times, number of accounts 2.7 times, and revenue 7.9 times. This is an evidence that how successful this co-managed shop with regional banks, and we will continue to open such co-managed shops all over Japan. And also, at the various divisions of the various regional the banks and financial institutions, we provide services to the develop their personnel. And this is the example of SBI Money Plaza, the operating lease insurance product, real estate, small lot trust beneficiary rights being the provided. And here we have SBI Insurance with Okazaki Shinkin Bank, Taiko Bank, Ion Bank. We have decided to sell SBI insurance products and in the group credit. We have Yamaguchi Financial Group, Hanno Shinkin Bank, Toyota Shinkin Bank. In addition, there are other the other banks going to start selling SBI Life Insurance Group Group Credit Life. SBI Ripple Asia. The remittance app for smartphones developed by the Japan Bank Consortium. Using MoneyTap, the remittance application for smartphones was developed, and the pilot operation is moving very successfully. And after summer, probably the autumn, we are going to have public launch. And this is for the other small amount remittance among the individuals. We are going to offer an environment where users can make real-time money transfers safely. The Morningstar, the Japan First Tablet App Investment Trust Index, to regional financial institutions as a tool to make better proposals for local investors. A total of 55,941 tablets have been delivered to 139 companies, including 50 regional financial institutions. Using those tablets, the explanation can be made to the customers. Fiduciary duty, stewardship code issues will not arise as long as the salespeople use those tablets to explain about their products. In the area of asset management-related business, which will be my focus going forward, which is related to our banking strategy, we are very focused and will remain very focused in this area. So that's why we will have SBI Regional Bank Value Creation Fund, and the size of the fund will be up to 100 billion yen. It has already started to work very nicely. And as to the investment, in-kind contribution of regional bank shares is also possible. Cross-shareholding is meaningless, and we'd like to accelerate our effort here. And so I have been saying that we are very much focused on the investment asset management. And as one of the other measures is to establish SBI Regional Revitalization Asset Management. And now the total the number of the participating banks counts 20 through SBI Regional Revitalization Management. And now we can support both for customer asset management and self-fund management, as well as development of asset management personnel For example, this is the example of the Bank of Yokohama. Now we have the very good, the talented people seconded from the Bank of Yokohama, and they will learn good technology, and then they will take it back to the Bank of Yokohama to use it in their bank. And a similar example with the Shimizu Bank. So this is the partnership between the Shimizu Bank and BASE. It's about the platform for the online trading or transaction. The venture companies or the pop and mom, the SME companies will be serviced with such e-commerce platform, and no initial cost, and the very convenient. Such e-commerce platform would allow rollout all over the nation. The various shops can do that. And so this is business partnership with the Shimizu Bank, and we also provide the website to disseminate the culture of Shizuoka Prefecture so that they can make an appeal on the products in the region. And also, we provide ID payment service called PayID. Moving on to phase two. We have covered the content of phase one. So what are we going to do on phase two for the coming 1 year? What are we going to do? Through the newly established SBI Neo Financial Services, we promote the utilization of new technologies by the regional financial institutions, promote technologies and services owned by fintech industry startups to SMEs in order to revitalize regional industries. So in the financial field, first of all, what kind of relationship we have accumulated, established with how many companies? Well, we have been investing in so many companies so far. Please look at these pages later on closely. So this is going to be used as a tool for the nationwide rollout and for the regional institutions. The promoters will be our employees. I have the study group for the employees in their 20s to join because I expect these young people of SBI to study about these new technologies and so that they can go to the various regional banks to talk with them. And for those people who turn out to be very successful in making relationships with these regional banks, they will be promoted, for example, to a president, to a certain company. So it will be very significant promotion for young people, young employees. This is a big chance for them. Young people, employees of SBI who are interested in such new mechanism or the technology will be trained, and they will write reports. They will engage in discussions. And I'd like to provide the arena for them to be very active. And here is the non-financial sector, the business succession support trainee for M&A matching, or the regional economic revitalization through power generation project. Here we have SBI Energy. And as to common sector, SBI Process Innovator for BPR and RPA and ArtWorks, AI IPA, the platform, and GOMES, the UI, UX, design users experience and interface improvement related company. And for security, we have the liquid for biometrics and SBI Bits for systems development, and Cargo for fraud detection, and GoodPatch for UI/UX design. So we are going to change. We are going to make changes through technology. And one day, one regional bank can develop itself to be national at the presence, and the FSA will be very reassured with that. And I am 100% confident because I have an experience. One of the big episodes of experience is that the technology changes the world. For example, SBI Securities started in 1999, now has a dominant share. That is a fact. In addition, in the year 2000, I set up SoftBank branch of Suruga Bank, and the entity achieved positive profitability immediately and became number one among all the other Suruga Bank's branches. And the bank and securities connected seamlessly. That is not unusual nowadays, but it was in the past, and I started it. So we have been doing lots of things, and I'm 100% confident in saying that we can change banks. Technology can change financial institutions, or even the regional economies can be changed via technology. I'm confident. And the question is how to make that happen smoothly. That's why we have established a fintech platform with shareholder ratio of SBI 6%, SoftBank 20%, IBM Japan 10%, and TOPPAN at 10%. And this is to minimize regional financial institutions' introductory cost. The example of the movement of the U.S. established in 2011 and started business in 2013. And this is the mobile-optimized banking app. And we would like this app to be used for the national rollout. Though I met the CEO of Moovin the other day, and he had the seminar for the Japanese banks, and the presidents of the Japanese banks were there to listen to the CEO, and I was very impressed with his speech. We are going to make SBI Moovin Asia, with shareholding ratio of 7:3 between SBI and Moovin, or the support to sell insurance products. Finance the APP, it's a Switzerland, it's a Swiss company, which has WeFox, an insurance product management app, to insurance brokers. Using this application, we can avoid over-insurance. The coverage can be optimized through this data application. And also, what kind of the coverage insurance products are needed? That can also be analyzed using this technology. And the lending the homes example for the whole process from applications, approval, review, and dispersal of the loan can be automated. So the housing loan can also be the national rollout example. And here is the example of the Ping An Group. The announcement was today or yesterday? It's today. Announcement came today about this one. It is the 100% the subsidiary of Ping An and SBI Group, now in alliance, and One Connect, which is an investee company of the SBI Group, and we are going to form a joint venture. Ping An Group is number one in the area of insurance and also the banking and investment. They have all kinds of financial services, and it is a world-leading financial services group. And by allying with the Ping An Group, because much of their technology in China is more advanced than that in Japan, especially when it comes to AI, they are very advanced. Why? Because they have a tremendous amount of big data. And big data in developing something new is the key. And I'd like to acquire such technology as well and data as well. In Japan, most of the payments are cash-based, and the accumulation of big data is somewhat delayed. And China is very strong in this area. And I would like to introduce such the big data approach. And of course, I am going to change. We are going to change ourselves and the financial institutions in this other country. And we'd like to operate as a Japanese entity and its color in China as well. And that will be done with the Japanese regional financial institutions.
For SMEs, we have BASE that I mentioned earlier. They have settlement services as well as offering platforms to open EC sites. We would like to start this in earnest by using our sales force and also M&As. We have a new business succession M&A team under SBI Securities, and they will be working on Trambi, which is an M&A matching platform. And by utilizing this platform, they will develop a new market going forward. As for SBI Energy, in many ways, this will be engaging in solar power generation, small-scale hydro and wind power generation, and the local communities. They will strive to generate power. And this is a case where they use farmland. I thought it's going to shut off the light. However, by having spaces between the panels, light can be shed on the farmland. So solar power generation can be utilized by using land that is available. And small-scale hydro power generation projects are in place, and there's numerous projects in place. And for Singapore, I mentioned AtWorks earlier, which is an RPA platform. I think they have great technology in the area of RPA, and that's the reason why I decided to invest into them. Japan, China, Korea, Indonesia are areas where we would like to roll this out, and we would like to work together with AtWorks in doing so. And soon, we would like to establish a JV with them. For Gomez from Morningstar, Gomez has a variety of technologies available. From a UI/UX point of view, they have a number of analysis tools. So we would like to leverage this so that we could create something good for financial institutions. And also, in accordance with the mobile first age, strong security solutions are required. So facial authentication apps have already been developed on our side, and a very high-quality one has been developed. And I believe this Korean company is great, which is a South Korean company that provides dynamic security systems. It's a company called Everspin that has developed this system, meaning that passwords change all the time. Even if there were to be some irregular access, the passwords would change all the time. It used to be static security solutions, but this security solution or module is dynamic that has been developed by this company. And I believe this is great, and that is why we took some action around this company. For digital assets, and establishing a new ecosystem around it. You can see that we've been seeing a declining trend. And like the rice revolt that happened in the past, we are seeing a similar pattern. And currently, people's awareness towards this trend has been swaying away. However, there are other people who are saying that this market can expand up to 4,400 trillion yen in the future, or $40 trillion. It's not me. But I think we can at least reach half of this amount in the next 10 years. So when it comes to cryptocurrencies, why do people think it's not going to succeed? Because I don't think failure is an option. When you look at market cap or transaction volume and compare with FX or the equities market, I believe there is a sufficient potential for the cryptocurrency market to reach $20 trillion in the next 10 years. So Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies, I believe, will bring about a significant revolution. It's going to be breakthrough. Of course, there are numerous inhibitors. The greatest one being regulations by the government, saying this is not good, you shouldn't do that. However, now we're past that. For example, the SEC, when it comes to Bitcoin or Ethereum, they're saying that it shouldn't be treated as a security. In the case of Japan, including XRP, they are calling it coins, not securities. Legally speaking, Japan was the most generous, and that's why we moved forward, and that's why maybe those issues occurred. But thanks to these trends, in many ways, in this field, Japan has the opportunity to leap forward, I believe. Then, with this as a backdrop, in this market, we are always looking at 10 years ahead, and what kind of measures are we going to implement? Well, our ecosystem is close to perfection. Creating a derivative market, as well as we're qualified to participate in exchanges, and we'd like to engage in asset management for institutional investors and offer security. And futures market means to hedge is something we need to offer for institutional investors. Or creating a derivatives market is another option. We need to have these options in place in order to ensure that institutional investors come in. The Chicago Mercantile Market already acknowledges cryptocurrencies. We're at that stage, and we have already gained that experience. So information provision, we can do it through Morningstar. And for token issuances, not just ICOs, tokenized asset offerings, TAO, is something we could do as well. So we issue tokens as a type of security, and also providing platforms. For example, I will introduce platforms later. Orb and ourselves are going to have an S-Coin platform in place. And for mining, we have already implemented measures around this. And there are things that are to be announced. But things, a new chip is something we're working on. It's going to be a breakthrough chip. And also, related to remittances, it doesn't say platform, but trade finance. We have the CODA platform in place. For virtual currencies and global MEX, the SBI Group owns these entities. Templum is from the U.S. This is going to be a secondary market for tokens. Clear Markets, it was in the Nikkei today. Investment can be at maximum 20%. We're currently at 12%, which is an online swap trading system. Potamus is a broker-dealer, 15%. For security, SICOM and ourselves have a partnership. Coolbit it's a cold wallet service. And Sepior, this is a cloud-based cryptographic key management system. And Everspin, I mentioned that earlier. And we also have company S&B from Switzerland, which is close to be closed. We're currently working on the details. It's going to be cold wallet development related and development of wallet apps. In the area of asset management, we have relationships with CoVenture and SBI CoVenture Asset Management, in which we have a 70% investment. We already started that up. And we also have the Clear Markets with its online swap trading system. And we are intending on entering the swap trading market. And for Morningstar, in the area of information service, we have 49.5% for token issuances and ICO. We have 4% of Templum, which is a TAO platform. And for T1R, it's an ICO consultation and financing platform. We have 20% investment. SBI Capital Base, it belongs to the group. For the platform, we have Authera, in which we have a 20% investment. Securitized receivables by blockchain is what they do. Orb, it's not disclosed, but they develop DLT platforms. And NTN, which is a Malaysian company, this was also covered in the press, but they are a global trading hub, including cryptocurrencies. For mining, we have SBI Crypto, it's a wholly owned subsidiary, and we have ATIX, in which we have a 41% investment. There are about 7 to 8 data centers across the world, and it's currently on the growth path. So data centers, I believe, is a growth area, especially this company is expected to grow. And Lancium, it's a Canadian company. It's a container mining facility operation by Wind Energy. They are a great company as well. In the remittance area, we have Ripple that have a settlement platform. SBI Ripple Asia belongs to the SBI Group. And for trade finance, we have R3 that manages DLT ecosystems. So in this way, our ecosystem is pretty much close to perfect. For SBI virtual currencies, from we have started receiving general applications for new accounts in July 2018 or July the 17th. We have just communicated that we're going to start receiving applications through our website. We didn't do any promotions. But even so, we've still been able to attract a lot of customers. And going forward, we hope to run promotions. With regards to what we're waiting for, the reason why we're not that aggressive is because, for one, the self-regulating organization we'll probably work with the FSA to come up with regulations, and we would like to go through that process, and we would like to ensure that the rules are clear before we start our business in earnest. We would like to run TV promotions too. But we believe this stage is a little bit early, so we would like to wait a while. But for the time being, we would like to offer the narrow spreads in the industry, whether it be for FX. We have been boasting that our commissions are very low, and we've always been that way. So for BTC, that has already started, Bitcoin Cash, as well as XRP. For BTC, XRP, and Bitcoin Cash, when you look at our spreads compared to a competition, you could see that we are the narrowest by a high margin compared to others. And we haven't even advertised this, but we do believe we can communicate this going forward. But we would like to make this claim that our spread is the narrowest going forward. And then our competition is going to start to not be as profitable. And for the companies who were considering on entering, they're probably not going to enter in the end. And maybe the FSA can skip doing the screening process even. And within fiscal 18, we currently have the exchange model, but we would like to start the cryptocurrency physical exchange services using the call option or Itayose method on top of the sales office model. We will be able to leverage our systems, and we would like to thoroughly push this through. As for commissions, we could do it free of charge for the time being. And for Ethereum, we would like to increase the handling, as well as for deposit and withdrawal services. We would like to ensure we have rigid security measures in place that can counter anti-money laundering issues. Because banks are very conservative right now, and they are saying that they're not going to handle cryptocurrencies. Every bank is saying that. But that's a consequence of the things that have happened in the past. In our case, we would like to ensure that those things don't happen by taking preventative measures. And we would like to ensure that we grow the cryptocurrency market in a decent way. We're not going to go after short-term profit. We're not going to go after 85% profitability. We're not going to be a lame company that has always ran commercials in order to attract customers. We would like to continue to be customer-centric. That is the SBI style of things. For security vulnerability, the companies I mentioned earlier is the companies with which we're going to work with, as well as for wallet vulnerability and for general security. All of these companies' technologies are going to be unified together so that BITS can develop a new security solution. It will probably take about 1 year to develop the solution, but we are making progress. And then, in the end, we will probably have the strongest security measures available in the world. In order to nurture institutional investors, a market is necessary. And whether it be cryptocurrencies or other short-term U.S. treasuries, we would like to create a fund that they can invest into. So swap exchange services is what we would like to offer through Clear Markets. And what's great about them is they're already licensed. So they already have a swap execution facility license from the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission. And they already have derivative brokerages licenses in the U.K. and 32 countries in Europe. And also, financial instruments business operator engaged in Type 1 financial instruments business registration is what they have as well under the Financial Instruments and Exchange Act and electronic trading infrastructure provider licenses. So this is very important for us because for cryptocurrencies, it is a tool for us to go nationwide. Think about it. Whether it be Google or Amazon, they were able to globally roll out their services overnight. But for financial services, you need to be authorized by the FSA. It's a licensed industry. It's very hard to enter. However, if it's cryptocurrency, it's a distributed type of product. It's not centralized. Therefore, you can roll out your services globally. So what we're thinking about right now is what are regulations like in Japan as well as in the world, maybe in South Africa as well. What are regulations like there? If you buy something with Bitcoin, maybe you don't have to pay VAT. So those kind of markets are emerging in Africa, in some countries. The currency of that country itself, some people think Bitcoin is more reliable than their fiat currencies. In the African market, they have took measures by having these things in mind. So you need to be global when you think about strategies around cryptocurrencies and even account for e-commerce as well. So I have this grand vision in my mind. And step by step, I would like to ensure that we bring our vision into realization. So for Morningstar, is the largest news media information. They have tied up with CoinDesk, which is the largest distributor of news and price information on cryptocurrencies. So ICOs, tokenized asset offerings, consultations are going to happen through SBI Capital Base. And for S-Coin platforms, I'm not satisfied in this area yet. Because with regards to S-Coin, how are we going to connect this to value? We don't want it to be like J-Coins or M-Coins. Maybe we could track inflation or CPI with S-Coins and have it linked together and use it in order to lock up customers, not just for our own convenience, but for regional banks. If they use the S-Coin platform, they can issue their local coins like Hiroshima Bank Coin, Okayama Bank Coin, Fukuoka Bank Coin, or things like that. So it's a common platform. So all you have to do is connect the things together. It's not about fighting over your turf. The settlement network can be acquired with less labor. So that's what I would like to bring to fruition. In the case of UC, they have Odaiba Coin, and POC has already started. And I believe usage will be increasing.
And this is about the mining situation on Bitcoin Cash. I didn't mention about this much before, but we are actually mining, especially Bitcoin Cash. And from 2018 January, we started mining in U.S. Virginia. And thanks to Mr. Trump, electricity is very cheap because coal plants are all gone, were gone, but Trump reinstated it, so we have cheap power. And then we also started mining in Sweden from July. And in Iceland, we carried out a very large-scale mining at ETIX. It's a big data center, which we are constructing. So we will start a full-scale operation there. And then in Texas, we have a wind farm, so we want to utilize that as well. Furthermore, when you talk about wind farm, I think about Mongolia. SBI Energy, before them, SoftBank Energy started power generation in Mongolia. So electricity, it's hard to bring that to Japan. So I'm thinking maybe using it in Mongolia if it's cheap. Ultimately, we will acquire a total mining share of 30% for Bitcoin Cash. And as for the wind farm I just mentioned earlier in Texas, this is Lancium. And then as for distributed ledger technology, DLT, like I said before, we have Japan Bank Consortium, which we will realize. Ripple will also use DLT. And if you combine that with XRP, it will be empowered. So you have the Ripple solution here. We also implemented SBI Remit here as well. So these are the remittance service providers. I believe that they will begin to use it before the banks. If that happens, then the banks must follow. It's a matter of time. Like Money Forward, maybe they will begin to use it. Like Banco Santander began using it. R3, and they are progressing in developing their ecosystem. More than 200 companies, regulators, trade associations, financial institutions are participating in this consortium. And we are the largest outside shareholder. We have also dispatch director. So, for example, Let's say that the trade finance transaction requires just a few days to settle, since there are over 10 task steps to be completed within between the three parties. But let's say it's shortened to just an hour, then it will be a make big a difference. So we will from 17 November, we'll begin offering the service on behalf of R3, and it's called Corda Training Program. And the synergy will continue to be pursued. Once you build this ecosystem, then we will truly pursue synergy. What's simple is that you do mining and Bitcoin Cash. If you can mine it cheap, then we can offer this to the market at a cheap price. We can do narrow spread. It's possible to realize that. So all of these things will be possible. Or XRP, we have 10% stake. Ripple is our, we have 10% stake. So again, they can realize that at a low cost as well. So we have this enormous strength, and that is why we can be the main player. We are at the background, and we have the leverage here, and everyone wants to join us. So again, digital token distribution, again, we can issue and distribute. And the cryptocurrency, what became clear is that it's ultimately young people that actually use cryptocurrency, people in their 20s. If you look at our ecosystem, whether it be securities, insurance, or internet banking, many are in their 20s, 40s, very limited 20s, most 30s, 40s. But here, cryptocurrency is 30, much larger, nearly 30%. So we want to do customer sharing. It could be, they can be in their teens, in fact. And as for the virtual currencies, they will pursue synergy between and out of the group and generate profit in short term. I'm thinking by the end of this year, this company will be profitable, completely break even and profitable. And from next year, we'll begin to generate profit in terms of billions of yen. It's easy to say. It is easier said than done. But you have the SBI BITS team's assets and wisdom of the group and passion, which will help us realize that. And when we were doing margin transaction, the same thing, 2008, November 17, we began operation in liquidity market. When the economy was in a very difficult situation, SBI Securities was in difficulty, so we began operation. And we were all hoping we would be able to achieve 400 million in operating profit. But now, in 2008, they generated 840 million. In SBI liquidity market, SBI Securities, because they implemented customers here, there was a contribution of 1.83 billion yen in operating profit from liquidity market. But of course, there are some necessary conditions to generate billions of yen, like I said earlier. Certification by the Japan Virtual Currency Exchange Association as a self-regulatory organization will be necessary. FSA must certify it. And once they do so, then we can accelerate the establishment of uniform industry rules. We don't want, these suspicious players to lose the entire industry credibility. And we also need to see full-scale entry of institutional investors. I talked to foreign institutional investors. They're all edgy about wanting to do this. They want to do it. They're eager to do it. If, for example, Goldman Sachs does it, then I know that there will be one after another who will be following suit. And if you look at the futures market, the fact that there are two in the United States, that's very significant. One more point. Once this problem is resolved, will be really nice, is the Ripple's XRP. If that is certified as a coin, so in Japan, it's a coin, but if it's a security in the United States, that's fine. They can come to Japan. But right now, only population between 20 to 70 living in Japan can engage in this transaction. But it is supposed to be global. So if it's not possible in Japan, then I think we can go global. Wherever we can, we will do it. I will put in all resources to do this. Japan should do it. Because with this, we can create a world-leading financial industry. Number four, acceleration of initiatives for international use of cryptocurrency. SBI Remit, Cambridge Global Payments, MoneyGram, Western Union, and other remittance service providers are promoting the use of XRP for international remittances. And remittance cost and time will be reduced significantly. There's no way of not using this. If someone uses it, then that player can have the advantage. So others will also want to use it. And today, Ripple announced the Xspring initiative. It's an offering of a financial backing to companies developing services products that utilize XRP. So this is something that we have been doing from before. And then the SEC approval of the cryptocurrency ETF. It was not approved this time, but it's a matter of time, I believe, because they're saying everything is not ready, not fully ready. But the important thing here is manipulation. Insider, there's no thing about insider trading here. It's a problem of manipulation. Some people think it's like securities, there's insider trading, but no, it's not about insider trading. It's not a security, it's not issued. This is all about manipulation. So if they manipulate coins or if they send out fake news, as Mr. Trump would say, sending false information, so manipulation must be dealt with rigidly, stringently. So by utilizing new technology, the SBI Group will continue to promote its slogan of focusing on finance to transcend finance. If you look at the AI market in Japan, they expect to be approximately 2 trillion yen in 2030. And they say the global market is 6 trillion yen, but I don't think it will stay at that level. I think it's much larger than that. So between next 10 to 20 years, 47% of the U.S. work will be automated. That's a risk. That's about this article. So that's how much AI will be utilized as for medicine too. Big data and AI are combined more and more so that they can carry out accurate diagnosis. And you see announcements like this one after another, even the television program. I had an interview with Professor Kudo, whom I invited. He has diagnosed 300,000 patients, and he has clinical data of 30,000. And he has identified what is cancer. And at a glance, he can diagnose, and there's no biopsy. And this is called diagnosis accuracy rate, which is 91% for specialist patients. And the AI does 89%, which is hardly different from the specialist. And as for a non-experienced doctor, it's 76%. That's how powerful AI is today. And if it's linked to Aspire big data, it brings about a great result. I've been saying this from yesterday, but this was published in Nikkei Veritas yesterday on Sunday, and I thought it was just a great data. So you can see that blockchains are expected to grow. They say they account for 20% of the financial tech by 2021, up from 5% in 2017. So blockchain will be used in almost everywhere in all financial institutions. It's been tested out. So I believe that we can be number one in any area because we are carrying out tests everywhere. But we have the securities consortium, and we have different consortiums in different sectors. So we don't want to monopolize this technology, but in terms of securities, we started out with 35. Now we have about 50 or so. So with this securities consortium, we can do Know Your Client, KYC, or anti-money laundering initiatives. So I believe it's better to develop this together. And if I think we should go ahead and promote that to reduce cost and implement it together so that we can improve the overall industry level. And that is why I am promoting. And in order to do that, blockchain is effective in terms of security and also in terms of recording. It remains, it's speedy. So I believe blockchain will continue to be used. Market size of blockchain, there's different forecasts everywhere, but it is utilized in different industries, you know, medical, judicial, real estate, real estate. And the other day, we invested 20% in Obook. And this company developed hotel management system, but they also developed food tracking system. It allows you to trace where the food comes from so that they cannot deceive other people. So I went over time by 5 minutes, but that is all from me. If you have questions, I would love to take it. Thank you very much for your kind attention.